The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, welcome back. It's the day after, as they say, and putting up a video shortly, Alex Jones got wise enough to notice what happened after the debate or debit, and Trump just turned and walked off the stage resolutely, if not defiantly, and I mean, he handled himself obviously very well, but who was he up against? A dead man walking, and let's be honest. It's called no competition. Biden, meanwhile, had to be helped down the steps off the stage by his wife. Very slowly, he turned sideways and stepped down one step. That guy's ready to go down and do a face plant. And I think what we saw last night, in all sincerity, I guess other people are saying the same sort of thing. I think we saw the euthanasia of Joe Biden. They did not chemically shoot him to the moon like they did for the State of the Union. Maybe he can't take it anymore, these drugs. I don't know. But it was clear and obvious that this thing has to be addressed. And I think the Democrats, are going to make a move. And who are the top three that will be considered? Big Mike, for sure, if he wants it, and I do mean he, Gruesome Newsom, the Bolshevik wild man who has single-handedly annihilated California and would do the same to the country, or, and don't laugh, never quit. She has never quit wanting the job. Hillary Clinton. Hillary is still viable. She barely lost, remember, in 2016. So she's got that going for her. She can make that statement. Look, it doesn't matter. It's already been decided. They've already made their decision a long time ago. This is scripted, and it's going to play out precisely according to what they want. Let's go to South Dakota. We've nothing else to do this hour. And say hello to Dean Henderson. Hello, Dean.
Hey there, Jeff. How you doing?
On top of the world. Never better.
Thank you very much so. Okay.
I'm kidding. God. It's horrible. It's like being strapped into a chair and forced to watch a head-on automobile collision between a school bus and a tractor trailer. It's not nice to watch what's going on to our country. It's hideous.
It's sad. You know,
beyond sad. It's a travesty beyond measure to me, because it's all being done effortlessly. They own the game.
Yeah.
We no longer have a government here. And I'm not speaking for you, Dean, as you know, but in my view, and I've said this for a long time, first they come along with their flat screens and their cell phones, and they begin to spin reality for the masses. The masses, every time they stare at these screens, are being programmed. That's their reality, basically. Now, there are exceptions, but generally speaking, most people's reality comes from what they engage in an audio visual sense. So that is the reality that they actually relate to. So they did that. Then they overthrew the government. No problem. They've overthrown the judicial system. It's wrecked. The education system is beyond heinous now. The Supreme Court was stacked with at least two out of three were communists, in my view. Trump is an utter fraud, as always. He has just recently said that Israel should finish the job in Gaza. What does that mean? That's kind of pro-genocide, right?
Jeff, you're acting like a Palestinian, you know. You're acting like a Palestinian.
I know.
And what does that mean? Wow.
He did that, and don't forget, he will not back down from his, I saved at least 100 million American lives with Operation Warp Speed. We got that wonderful vaccine out. No, the bastard was behind killing probably 100 million Americans before this is all said and done, and maybe a lot more than that. So,
the rest of them, fine. Yeah, but to me, the script is written, you're right, and it's just, Trump was, Trump's the guy this time for these globalists. Bloodline crown.
He's
people.
Always been one of them. He's just
well,
one
yeah.
Of them.
But last time they wanted Biden because we'd already have the psyop with Trump, and he drive the liberals.
You know
off
why
the cliff,
I think they wanted Biden, Dean?
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt here, but I think they put him in there.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I think they put him in there utterly intentionally, knowing he would be the laughingstock of the world. But beyond that, with the Biden regime, which has the highest percentage of Zionists in presidential history in that administration. They needed him in there. All of it. They needed him in there so they could demolish most of the country. Then they'll bring Trump back in as the white knight in shining armor and all that shit. It's all theatrics.
And it just makes people stupider with Trump because he's the guy that makes people stupid. Because he's you're sitting there watching this guy that's going to fall over on the stage and obviously he hasn't been given his drugs, and obviously he's designed to just get fucking pummeled. And then on the other side, you just got this guy, just like the guy in Mad Magazine, who just he does lie about everything, and he's insulting Palestinians, and he's insulting blacks, and it's just like, okay, so we're being pushed into this pretty much fascist corner. And but also they needed Biden to just be this calm old geezer that presided over the death of all these people from the COVID vaccine that Trump created.
Exactly.
Calm down, take your shot. So it's all designed, but it's Trump this time. And the sad thing is, we actually, this is our choice. And so the crown's just mocking America. Yeah, Biden wrecked it. What wasn't already wrecked by Trump and really for a long time, at least since Reagan, and it's wrecked. And the answer is privatize things and let's be more capitalist, and we're so afraid of the communists lurking in the bushes, really. Oh my god. So it's a train wreck going off the track to the extreme right, let's just say. And if you want to go a little bit off to the right, you'll just go with the old sleepy
guy. You know what, Dean?
Hate the Palestinians. You'll still hate blacks and Indians.
That's
and
true.
Immigrants
that's true.
And all. You'll just hate anybody that's just a little bit less off than you because you're too fucking gutless to challenge the bully, the big guy in the ring. So you go after the little guy and you think you're cool. And that's Trump and that's his MAGA people and that's all these fuckers. So whatever.
Just I know. It really is.
Kind of the cultural rot of this nation.
Right.
It has no values. Your big value system here is, get as much money out of your employees as you can, pay them as little as possible, be as greedy as you can if you're a landlord and a business person. You're supposed to bow down to the business class. And then Right. And so it's just this gutless nation of, it's an idiocracy, it's ignorant. I mean, the body politic is completely ignorant, and that's what you get. You get this. Okay, so this is what happens when you're stupid. You get this choice. These two guys. This is your choice, you idiots.
Right. Well,
you gotta, that's all I can say. I'm just outraged.
They've done so many things to our culture, our people, who now are honestly never more uninformed that I can even imagine. They have an attention span of 2 to 3 minutes in a video, and that's about it. I'm not talking about any of you people listening to that. But this is the majority out there. They've done it. They have taken this thing down and used it to program. You mentioned idiocracy. It's actually worse than that. It's suicidal idiocracy. These people are going to go down never figuring it out. They can't get it. I'm posting a map. Somebody sent, Jim sent it, of all the major food processing facilities in the U.S. that have been burned to the ground or otherwise blown up and destroyed under Biden. And to look at this map, I'll send you the story and make sure you see it, but it's so obvious that there's a war, not just against the American people, but they're using food to attack the American. They're creating a famine here, not to mention the issue of price escalation. Come on, the inflation is driving grocery prices through the roof. How do people
make
it?
Makes you wonder how many of those processing plants are owned by Cargill or Tyson or IBP or the big boys.
You know damn well they all had insurance, right?
Burn them out, destroy the competition, help the Chinese take us over. They don't care. These people have no loyalty to anybody or anything.
Not to us. Not to the American Constitution.
No. And so it's all a war. And it's a war by the rich on the poor, to be clear. You know, it's not the same old story. But it's not like the Chinese are lurking in the weeds wanting to ambush us. No, it's the rich people in this country and in the world who are greedy pigs and who will take us and skin us alive, and they're doing so, and they're just having the ball, and the Wall Street's going to the moon, and people have no fight in them anymore. They won't even stand up for their own damn rights. And
They won't do anything.
So that's, you know, they won't do anything. They won't. Nope. So, I mean, you just got to hope these young people protesting the Palestine thing, maybe is that a sign of things to come? Is there a new generation? What's the white buffalo calf? What's that all about? You know, because we need help. And if we don't get a generation of kids that are just totally different all of a sudden, just don't want to deal with screens, don't want to deal with that, just want to actually live a life again, you know, like the old days, like go back in 1995, say, you know, hasn't been that long. Hasn't been that long. And since this got just destroyed with the screens, And so, I don't know, but we're at a crossroads, that's for sure. And that white buffalo calf, you know.
Was there one born recently that I missed here? I didn't hear about
it. Yeah, it was in Yellowstone to the only wild herd and left. And it's never happened. They've never seen one. But Lakota, it was a Lakota prophecy, and it wasn't supposed to happen yet. And it means it's like an awakening is going on, but it's also like a warning. So the way I look at it, it's like, okay, the awakening is the awakening that we're being run by an off-planet, hybridized crown on this earth, represented by the crown, City of London, and that they are literally hunting us and farming us and degrading us any way possible to colonize us. And this awakening is happening, that this is happening. And then, okay, so then there's danger. Yeah. Because there's going to be a confrontation, there's going to be a collision, there's going to be, you know, and our job is to defend the earth, defend where we're from, which is here, defend all life and living things against this anti-life force, you know. So that's what the white buffalo calf means. And it was prophesied by Lakota. Arvo Looking Horse went out and they named it the naming ceremony. And they've never seen it since. Wakan Lee, maybe. What it mean? Something sacred. How'd they put it?
Oh, it probably means goodbye, Whitey, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, well, No, we're just at it. I mean, you just watched that debate last night. I mean, I just...
It wasn't a debate. How do you even call it? It was just another soap opera performance. It was even more pathetic than I thought, because they didn't shoot him up. They just pushed him out there to rot in front of the camera. And he did.
Yeah, he was clearly just cannon fodder.
That's all.
Lucas cannon fodder.
Obama's pulling all of his strings, but Obama's having his strings pulled. We all know it goes up the ladder. At any rate, Obama put out some kind of an apologist tweet.
Right,
I think it was a tweet, something, anyway. Everyone loses a debate sometimes. No, this this is just showbiz, folks.
Nobody's
all it is.
It's just showbiz. We're just on the wrong side of history.
Yes, we are.
The other day, Bolivia, they tried to overthrow the government of Bolivia.
They did. To get the, lithium? Something down there.
Yeah, lithium, natural gas, too. A lot of natural gas. Yep. Mm-hmm. And Evo Morales, his protege, Arce, is the president, so they hate him because he actually, is with the working people.
Uh-huh.
And nationalized a lot of their natural gas. British Petroleum shit got nationalized. A lot of stuff did. And they own their own mines in Bolivia. Imagine that, a country that owns its own mines. Wow. The audacity of those communists. Oh,
that's right.
Terrible. But, they threw that back and just said, no, go to jail. That's how we need to handle shit. But we don't handle shit like that here, you see. And we're post, I don't know, post give a shit. Seems like to me, people just got no zip to them. They just got nothing. And it's just pathetic. And it's just, of course the bad guys are out there. But they don't even know that. They don't even know the bad guys are out there. They don't even know. They have no idea about these monsters.
Well, they've no longer defined themselves in terms of what they're being governed by. That's one way to look at it. They're just like flotsam and jetsam being floated around and pushed around by various stimuli through the screens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
None of it's real.
Reality or anything good or...
No.
So just a total detachment from reality, disassociation. It's a mass MK Ultra. That's what they say. It's just a mass MK Ultra program, and it's working.
Oh yes.
And again, you got other people in other parts of the world, and they think different. And so you have to remember what's going on. And right away, Mexico denounced that in Bolivia, that attempted coup. Iran denounced it. Nicaragua denounced it. Venezuela denounced it. Colombia denounced it. You have to remember, Colombia now has a left-wing president for the first time in forever, I think. And he's doing good things. He's trying to, crack down on the right-wing paramilitaries that work for the drug cartels and the CIA. In other words, crack down on the CIA's cocaine flow, which is why all the stuff's moving to Ecuador, because they got a little lackey in there. But, Africa, Mali. Yeah, he is. And they replaced Rafael Correa with him, because Correa was a good guy. So they overthrew him, but it's constant, it's ongoing, they're coming at you all the time. Some countries have to deal with it a lot. I mean, imagine living in Nicaragua, or imagine living in Cuba, or imagine living in Mali, or whatever, and just having to fend these people off constantly, coming at your president in Bolivia again on the day that Bolivia joins BRICS, the very same day. So that's what that's about.
That's
the CIA.
That.
Of course it's the CIA, of course it's British Touch, whatever, they're just sending a message. But see, BRICS is the future. We're the past. And, the dollar, that's the big economic event that's going to happen is the collapse of the dollar. But I don't know when it's going to happen. It'll happen when BRICS gets its stuff together enough.
It'll happen when they want it to happen.
Well, hopefully not. It may not. We'll see. I just don't know. But, they'll try to get on that side of the BRICS, but I just don't think really they're welcome. And so I don't think, I think if BRICS succeeds, they go down. I mean, I think there's still a chance they go down. But it's
against BRICS at all. I've always liked the idea.
No, it's necessary. We got to replace this Bretton Woods system. It's rotten.
And, right. Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows it. So, you should be able to, if you really believe in free markets and capitalism and all that good stuff, then folks should be able to buy whatever they want in, Chinese currency or Thai currency or whatever. How come you got to buy it in U.S. dollars all the time? I mean, it's just, obviously
well, the world will end up with a basket full of currencies, and that's their plan.
Yeah,
until it's taken over by digital. That's the plan. They're going to make it chaotic for now,
control,
and then people will want a solution.
Yeah, if they maintain control, that's exactly how it'll shake out. It'll just go digital. But if Putin's side, Putin's faction, Z faction, I do think it's a different faction. I do not think these people are in cahoots with the globalist crowd at all. If they win, then it's just game over for the crown. It's game over for the West, and it's game over for America. But that's just the way it's going to be. And if you watch that debate last night, you just kind of go, wow, we deserve it. Yeah, we deserve to go down. We're done. We had our time. We just don't have it anymore. We have no business leading the world in anything, trying to. I mean, we don't, but we shouldn't even try. So just take a back seat, throw all your guns in a pile. I'm sure, you know, there'll be a big rush to go grab a bunch of guns because you got to have your guns around because you're not a man enough to punch somebody in the fucking head if you have to. Yeah, whatever. Guns. Bad invention. But I'm all for the Second Amendment, yeah. But bad invention. And people look
crazy about
it.
You know, I think, honestly, I'd have to submit that I would submit that currency was also a very bad invention.
Currency.
The idea of money.
Well, of course.
Think about it.
Well, especially who's in control of it, who controls that currency.
That's their game. They own it.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be different if the Treasury issued it and, you know, like, Lincoln and Kennedy.
Like the Constitution says.
Like the Constitution. But it's just not happening that way, and so it's therefore bad. I mean, I don't think it has to be bad. It's just a means of exchange. I guess you give people walnuts or something instead of, you know, dollar bills. But you got to have something as a means of exchange, but it's just they control it. It's just all about who controls it, and they control everything. That's the problem. So, like, in a real revolutionary country, the first thing we talk about would be land reform, like breaking up these big parcels of land and just giving it to people. And that's not even on the radar. And the next thing we'd be talking about is breaking up cartels that control your food prices, your insurance prices, your everything prices, and gouging you under the cover of the Federal Reserve, declaring that there's inflation in the land, and you're just being gouged, and you're just being raped and pillaged by three corporations in every industry. That's the next thing you do. You just dismantle all that, break them into little pieces, nationalize your energy sector, nationalize your mining sector like Bolivia did, see? And this is the kind of thing that's going to work, and this is the kind of thing that needs to be done. But, you know, we're so far from that. Instead, we're just feeding a bunch of rich people, and I don't know.
People get their jollies. We've been decertified here. That's the problem is we're not in the game anymore. We're just on the sidelines, being blown around by the wind and the elements and watching and wondering what's next. And we've been turned into a completely passive society. We're not proactive anymore.
Yeah.
But that's their
game.
Pavlov would laugh at this stuff. Hold on just a second. We're going to take a little break, come right back with Dean in just a minute. I want to ask him about the governor of North Dakota, one of Trump's alleged last four or five or six candidates for his VP, which will be politically an interesting chess move to watch and see what happens with that. It's already decided. We'll see. Stand by. Okay, welcome back. Organizing here. Representative Thomas Massie, one of the more favored of all members of the House, one of the handful that is considered to be somewhat competent by a lot of real Americans. I don't know too much about the man. I've followed it, but I don't know a whole lot. His wife died suddenly, and it was a shock. She was not battling any known illness. There was no talk at all about her vax status. So you kind of have to wonder about that. So there's that. Now, you want to say anything about that, Dean Massie?
Interesting. No, I hadn't heard that, but it's interesting. And for sure, he's pretty outspoken.
Right. Biden will say anything that's put in front of him. It's what he does when he can talk at all. He says now, Hamas has, quote, been greatly weakened, end quote. See, that's nuts. Hamas in fact, as resilient as ever. One story said they might have lost 20 to 25% of their entire fighting force in all this time, and that's about it. Yeah. So they're not weakened at all.
I want to say
something else, and everything out of government is to be held in suspicion. But Israel is in a class by itself. Every single thing is categorically to be considered a lie, unless it's proven otherwise.
Yeah.
They lie. They claim they've had 650 about dead IDF soldiers in Gaza. I think you multiply that by 10 and you might be closer to the truth. I think they've lost thousands of dead. And they admit to over 60,000 wounded, many permanently damaged. 60,000 wounded equates to several thousand dead. It doesn't work any other way. That's military. And so it's all lies. All right, so Biden says Hamas is greatly weakened. Trump turns around and says, Biden, now to think about this, Dean, what the hell is he talking about? This is an RT. Biden is like a Palestinian, says Donald Trump. That's what it was. Okay, now I tie it together.
That's what I was saying. You're acting like a Palestinian. Because Trump actually said that to Biden last night.
Yeah.
You know, and, oh, my God, you know what the... I mean,
well, that means Trump is pushing genocide there. He's being called up. They got him under control. He does what he's told.
Oh, yeah. He's just a big mouth. I guess people just like people with big mouths. I really have no idea why people like Trump. I have no idea. I hated the guy ever since I saw him on TV, you know, way back, like 20 years ago. I just thought, what a joke this guy is, right?
He's a jackass.
Anyway, you know,
now he's an evil
people got problems.
Jackass.
People got problems. I mean, people need help.
Yeah.
Got daddy issues. I don't know what it is, but I don't have those daddy issues, I guess. But anyway, so what do I know about Burgum? Yeah, right, Doug Burgum, you're going to ask me, and I'll just...
Yeah, please. Let me do this
nothing.
First. Hold on one second.
Oh,
The number one chatterbox names are Doug Burgum. He's the governor of North Dakota. And then, of course, you got Hillary. She's still in the game. She'd take it on a second's notice, right? And after that, I guess you'd have to go with Newsom. And there are four or five altogether that are still being talked about. I don't know what he's going to do. There was no public at that horror show last night. The public wasn't allowed.
Wasn't allowed, and the mics weren't allowed. I mean, it was just the whole thing was a mockery of our democracy.
Correct.
The moderators were calling anybody out on anything. I mean, nobody, no audience. I mean, what the hell kind of a deal is this? You know, creepy. It's creepy and it's sad and the whole thing. But Berger, I'm the guy that Trump's looking at for VP, maybe, right? Along with a few other guys, JD Vance, and I don't know who else, Byron Donald, maybe. But
I need to clarify something. When I say Hillary, I'm not putting her in Trump's basket of VP potential. So I'm talking about replacing Biden, and I probably didn't set that up enough.
Yeah, yeah.
But they sacrificed him last night. They're going to replace him. That's my take. They got about 130 days, and Hillary is believe me, she would leap at it. I guarantee you.
Yeah, yeah.
Newsom is a bad news guy. If you knew California I did, he's trouble. But he's right. He's blood because he's
married to a Getty. Yeah, he's married to a Getty. His wife's a Getty. Getty Oil.
Who's his aunt?
Paul Getty.
Who's his aunt?
Who's his aunt?
Aunt Nancy. Aunt Nancy Pelosi.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. There you go.
He's
bloodline. He's bloodline. Yeah. Is the key. So he's probably, if it's not Hillary, it's him, and it could be Hillary.
So,
you're right.
I mean, we got two different issues here. We got the replacement of Biden, which I should have gone into in more detail. But these names, whether it doesn't, I hate labels anymore. I think they're so dangerous for people. Well, I'm this or I'm a that. Come on. You have to evaluate people on what they've done, what they can do, what they say. Forget the label, what club they're in. It doesn't matter to me. You got to take everybody individually.
There's malls and plants and agents everywhere. There's crown agents everywhere up here. So,
right.
If you start understanding the world in those terms, where there's just crown agents and they come under all kind of, they might look like hippies, they might have crew cuts and have a bunch of guns. I mean, it doesn't matter. They're crown agents. They're crown agents. Either that's black.
Absolutely
or white,
right. Totally
green.
Right. Yeah. You know, so, but let's go back to Trump here. Since I'm sorry, the guy, and I don't like to use language like this. He's such an asshole. He's a liar. He's killed so many people with his vax, pushing this vax. He's a fraud, and now he's pushing genocide on the Palestinians, on human beings. Forget labels. These are human beings. He's pushing it. Get, clean it up. Finish it off. No, he's a fraud. He's an evil, bad news fraud.
He's a bad news fraud. And he's not going to fix Russia either, because he's a coward, too, and he's just going to ask him out. Asked him last night, will you accept the borders Putin's offering for a ceasefire? And he said, no, point blank.
Right.
So there you go.
Right.
So, look, it's not going to happen without Donbass and Crimea being protected. Okay, so
that's right.
He's going to do that. Let's get him in there. If not, go to World War III. That's pretty much if the belligerent side keeps it up, it's attacks on civilians, state terrorism, and all the, we're using global hawk intelligence.
So what are your thoughts on replacing Biden at this point? Do you see it sort of the same way I do? He's got to go. And there's still time.
You would think. And then half of the crowd is still talking about, like the Obama apology. Half the Democrats are still talking like that. Or maybe more than half. It'll be fine. It's going to be a thing where, in a week from now, I think Trump's going to be up, more than double digits in the polls. And then they're going to probably, that's when they might do it. But I still.
Well, he could face plant any time, and that would be the pretext. Joe Biden's in the hospital, concussion, whatever. 25th Amendment. Then you got the camel, but they got to get rid of the camel. But that's not going
to
be so easy because
the
Mossad has their boy in the White House married to the camel.
Yeah, he's the ex-lawyer for Piper LLC, which is the Crown's law firm in the United States. So he's the Crown agent, definitely. And all the money that they've raised is tied to him and Harris. That can't just be transferred to Gavin Newsom or whatever. I mean, there's laws still in this country.
Good point.
So it's got to be if they do something different than Kamala, they got to raise a bunch of money. A lot of money, because all that money, it's not going anywhere else. So
you see what I've been suggesting for a long time, everyone, is that they have this scripted. So the last 130 days, whatever, it's going to generate chaos, lots of chaos. Mm-hmm. We got Trump's VP. That's going to be a big deal. We got the removal of Biden, potentially, which is going to be a big deal. We got Trump on July 11th coming up. Going to be sentenced for that absurd trial in New York, and he may get sentenced for 20, 30 years in prison. As you know, I think, the Secret Service has already been training to protect him in prison. They've been training to do that already. So this thing is staged. They're going to keep people...
But I was just going to add to that, you got Hunter Biden's other trial coming up in California, where you actually could see some stuff come out about Ukraine and Burisma and stuff like that, because it's more of his financial stuff.
Can Joe
pardon,
or I don't know what word it would be beside that in terms of legal language. Can he give his son a escape?
He could dismiss all charges
somehow. How would he do it?
He could just pardon him. Yeah, like presidents pardon people with their last year of office. I think they pardon people. They get to pick people, but he said he wouldn't do it. But
he lost his other son to brain cancer. He's not going to lose this one to prison.
There you go. And plus, but like I said, it's all scripted. So it's all about just rubbing our nose in the mud. See?
Yes.
So you rub our nose in the mud with some more Trump trials, some more Biden kids trials. You know, you rub our nose in the
Trump's
mud.
Got three more trials.
You rub our nose,
And
you just keep, and that's what they're doing. They're just rubbing our nose in the mud, and it is about the planned destruction of this country, man. And that's what's at stake here. And I don't know. I mean, you know, Burgum, I think, is the guy for Trump, for his VP, because here's why. I didn't know much about the guy till actually it was about a week and a half ago. I was talking to a buddy of mine.
I know nothing about him. Tell us. Tell
us. I didn't either. And all of a sudden, he's like, he lives in North Dakota, so he was telling me. But, okay, so he said he worked at Microsoft for a long time. And so he was like, with the, you know, he's pretty high up, so he knew Gates and everything. And then he said he started his own internet startup thing. And then he said he was instrumental in getting the Chinese into buying a bunch of land in North Dakota, you know. And Doug Gabriel and Mike McKibben at Aim for Truth, which excellent website, it's just AIM4Truth. Everybody should check that out because those guys are cutting edge as far as exposing the crown. But they say he's a member of the Pilgrim Society, Burgum, and they connect him to the crown. But he's a techie, a depopulation, vicious capitalist, just like Trump. You know, he'll do anything to make a dollar. And I think Burgum's the guy he's going to pick. And Burgum's the bad guy. Yeah, I think out of all them guys, Burgum's definitely got to be the guy. Because, yeah, he's like, he's a crown agent for sure. And it's a lot different situation in North Dakota than in South Dakota. Yeah, and but, yeah, I mean, so I don't know. But I know that Trump's their guy this time. And, yeah, I think they're just going to go for an all-out takeover of the world now. See, this is the phase where, just throw all niceties aside. And see, Trump's perfect for that because there's no nice in that guy. So niceties aside, I mean, that's not a problem for him. And they'll just start grabbing people and they'll just, they'll just start grabbing people and throwing them in jail and taking all the people's land and just like the good old days, and this is what we're going to go back to. And Trump's perfect for that, and Burgum's perfect vice president for that, and he's the connection to the crown. So, yeah, we're not going to get a good result, you know, unless you know people just stay home, don't vote, or you know, there's some miracle and can't
won't happen. We don't have it intellectually as a culture anymore. Our people don't. They're degraded mentally. Talk about mental degradation. It's sad, but it's true.
They are.
I don't mean to sound defeatist here at all. But
no, honestly, I mean, you're just being a realist. Honestly, is what you're being. And unfortunately, you're just being a realist, and I agree. And I mean, I don't know how you can come up with any other conclusion, you know, if you just, all you got to do is, like, look around you. It's just all just so going downhill.
You know, and as another... Dean, as another backdrop to this whole crown-led global reset, you've got 8 billion people, and into that 8 billion, I don't know what the percentage is, but you've got 14 billion injections of that deadly bioweapon here in this country. Yeah. We're around 80 to 85%, that's my best guess at this point, injected. Mm-hmm. 700 million injections into 330 million Americans. Not all 330 took the shots, but... that's the general ratio. So these people are, many of them are dying. They're not talking about it in the so-called media. Well, they're dying.
Did you catch where the Telegraph actually reported that?
No.
Yeah, the London Telegraph, you know, which is a mainstream newspaper, obviously, reported that all these excess deaths for the last 3.5 years, which coincides with COVID, you know, but they couldn't explain that. Now that the Telegraph said they're putting them down according to the study in the Netherlands. But I can't remember who did the study, but they're citing the study saying they could put that down to the COVID vaccines. They actually did an article on it.
Oh, interesting.
Which I thought really. So they're slipping it in there. I was the only one, but it got some notoriety. I think RT covered it, and, you know, some people covered it. So there you go. So now it's just kind of like, they're just sort of like, gradually, I suppose that's what they'll do. They'll do an article like that once every 6 months, right? And then it'll all poof, gone. And most people don't know it was written.
About once every 6 months.
But they'll say, we told you. No, we admitted to it. We told you that. Yeah, we, you know, just cover their ass. That's still coming. And like I said, if we don't get an alternative president, I don't know how we're going to do that, then World War III is coming. It's coming because we've declared it. These maniacs have declared it. I mean, that thing that happened in Crimea the other day with people on the beach, I mean, that's just not cool. And, we know there was a global hawk positioning system, the U.S., above that. And we know, And who knows if the guy programming that missile was a U.S. soldier. We don't know that. But Putin knows the U.S. was definitely behind it, and everybody's saying he has to retaliate. And so what's he going to do? And that's where it sits on that. You know, meanwhile,
that's right.
They're solidifying their stuff in Ukraine. But this is serious. And, I mean, that's where we're at. So it is the depopulation phase. Yeah. Big time, it's looking like, unless somebody can stop these maniacs. And
well, this whole thing, and I honestly, I at the risk of becoming boring, I've been saying this for a long time. They've scripted this for the last run up to this selection. It's no election. Mm-hmm. It's going to be nothing but chaos. You got think of the names involved swirling around Trump as VP, and then you got the Biden replacement entourage that's just hanging out there. Yeah. There's a lot planned here. Now, this thing of Trump bowing down to Israel again and making that statement that Joe Biden acted like a Palestinian in his approach to the Israeli-Hamas conflict by failing to help the Jewish state eliminate the Gaza-based militant group. It's just Trump. He's calling for genocide here. And by the way, the number of dead in Gaza is not 40,000. It's over 200,000. That's my best guess.
Yeah.
These people are under those buildings, countless thousands, tens of thousands of dead people.
Yeah,
sure. Exactly.
Well, and you got to realize this whole Israel timing of this thing in Israel, it's not a coincidence. So they know that Trump's going to win. They know that what he's going to do, and that he's not going to be interested at all in any kind of policy in anything.
No, he'll probably ramp up the munitions we're sending over there. Kill more.
And you know, they're just going for it all right now. They're going for wiping out a bunch of people.
That's exactly what they're doing.
And then they're going for this thing where they want Israel, the third temple, and that's going to be the global capital for the global, you know, Maharashi monarchy or whatever they got going. Whatever it is, that's the plan, and so then this all has to go to plan. So Trump has to win, Israel has to win, and Ukraine has to win. And guess what? The last two ain't winning. So Hezbollah is going to kick their ass coming up here. You watch.
Seems to be exactly what is in the cards here. You're right.
Yeah,
they did once
happen.
Before.
And,
I think they're going to do it again.
And they got way more stuff now. And
well, they got the Iranian pipeline is shipping them off. Where do you think the Houthis are getting all those missiles?
They can't do anything. Of course. And they can't do anything to stop them. And they're losing. They can't even keep the shipping lanes open. They shut again this week. The two more ships were sunk. The U.S. aircraft carrier Eisenhower was hit. I mean, we don't hear any of this.
I couldn't find. Proof of that, I had two stories about it. The crew has obviously been, with 6,000 people on that boat, the crew has been told if anybody talks about this, you know, they threaten them all. If it was hit.
Probably.
And it may have been.
Yeah,
they pulled
hit,
it out real quick, though, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. That boat was removed with its escorts because it was in danger of being sunk.
Yeah, why? Exactly. And so now you got another U.S. ship going to the Eastern Mediterranean coast of Lebanon, you know, and they're there to, de-escalate the situation, I think you said. So I see you bring a warship in to de-escalate the situation. That's interesting. So it's just going to be, it's all out war pretty soon in the Middle East. And the only thing that can stop their plan, I think, is just the defeat of Israel. Must be defeated. And, Russia and China and the rest of the world and India, they must prevail. And that's the only thing that will stop this thing that's happening in our country, unfortunately and sadly. We're not going to stop it. We don't have a chance.
I concur.
But Russia could stop it. And Palestinians and the Hezbollah and the Houthis and the Iranians could stop it. And that's the way I'm kind of seeing it right now. And it's kind of sad, but, you know, it's just karma, right? It's just, I mean... No, you keep doing stuff the wrong way.
Dean, the royal bloodline and the apparatus made the decision long ago that the Western Christian world was going to be dismantled, taken down, and degraded tremendously, and that everything was going to shift toward Asia. This is going to be the century of Asia. That's where it's all going. Hell, Mercedes-Benz is moving to China now from Germany. It's quite a migration. Now, the Chinese are having real trouble economically. People don't talk much about that. But nothing is easy out there right now. I think that's the bigger message. Mm-hmm. Unless you're living in Russia. And then, oddly enough, you're having a pretty good life.
Seems like you're doing pretty good. Yeah, that's what I hear. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it's not a good situation to be in America right now. But, you know, you just have to stay in the right side of history and you just kind of got to sit back and watch it all play out and just don't participate in it, don't support it.
Well, you need to protect yourself. You need to prepare.
Prepping
is absolutely essential now.
Yeah.
You must.
Yeah, where you need to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And decide what that is. And, yeah, I'm not sure what it is for me yet.
Did you have an instinct when, I know, when you guys moved from the Ozarks to South Dakota, did you have an instinct that that's where you needed to be for safety?
I mean, I don't know if I really had it. So, I mean, I probably did have it, didn't recognize it, but I definitely, shortly after we got here, recognized it, put it that way. And it started making a lot of sense. And sometimes I just need, you know, somebody just drag me, you know, like grab me and drag me along. I'll go along for a ride. That's what God did, I reckon.
I got it. Good. Well said. Nice. All right. Well, let's see what happens. I do think that they're seriously considering. I think they sacrificed Biden, or they euthanized him, as I said earlier. But I think that's true. And then we've got Trump's VP. So these are going to be big newsmakers, whatever news is. Remember that news is the reality of most people. Their news.
Yeah. Well, it is.
It's not our news.
Yeah. No, Biden's toast. I mean, the only thing they can do is that. I think like Bobby Kennedy said one time, he said, Biden's actually the spoiler. He doesn't have a chance. He should get out, so I have a chance. And that's actually probably true.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, you be safe. Okay. Take care of yourself, Dean. Nice week. Always nice to spend time with you. All right.
You too.
Be well, bro.
Bye-bye.
All right. Mr. Dean Henderson, watch carefully how they play this all out. It's going to be a show. Like Dean suggests, and I've suggested, stay back and watch. This is quite a show. We will continue in just a few minutes. Hold on.